Good afternoon, sports fans. This is Sports Talk with Ed Turner, no relation to Ike. Today's December 21st, 2017. One of today's topics is going to be the NBA trade rumor mill. And one of the hot players right now on that rumor mill is DeAndre Jordan of the LA Clippers. Potentially, the Cleveland Cavaliers have strong interest in acquiring DeAndre Jordan. For the Clippers, it makes sense to trade him right now. With him becoming an unrestricted free agent this upcoming summer, and he's going to be wanting a max contract between 4 and 5 years at $30 to $35 million a year. And your team right now is playing real bad basketball. Granted, the Clippers are having a few injuries here and there, but since losing Chris Paul this summer, they haven't been playing great basketball. Doc lost the position of being general manager. The team is just not the team that everybody thought they were going to be a few years ago when the team started coming together as that unit that they had with Paul, Griffin, Jordan, and the role players they had along with it. So right now, the way the Clippers are playing, it'll be in the best interest to trade DeAndre Jordan. For the Cavs, obviously, it will be a no-brainer for them as well, in the sense that they want to go at Golden State. And everybody believes it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland again, unless, I don't know, maybe the way Boston's playing right now, or Toronto upset the Cavs. I believe if the Celtics had Hayward right now, I believe that would have been a strong possibility. But without him, I don't know. But again, the Cavs, if they could get Jordan, you could do it. But then on the other side of it, if you do get Jordan, you're going to have to give up that Brooklyn Net first round pick. Now, like I said, Jordan's a free agent. LeBron will be a free agent. Wade will be a free agent. Rose will be a free agent. It all falls on LeBron. If he leaves, all these guys are going to leave. Cleveland will be a team struggling for the next 4 to 5 years, maybe even longer. They struggled in 4 years. LeBron was in Miami. Had he not come back, I think Cleveland would have still been struggling a little bit. They might have been a playoff-bound team with Kyrie, but they still have been struggling. And if he leaves this summer, I believe they're going to struggle for a long time. I think Cleveland is going to be a tough move, because if you give up that first-round pick, that means you possibly lose all your star players this offseason, and not have a high pick, that will hurt even more. But we'll see how that play out. But again, the Clippers, it'll be their best interest to trade DeAndre Jordan, whether it's to the Cavs or any other team where they could get a good deal out of it. But the Clippers, that'll be the best move for them to possibly get rid of him. Another player talked about in the trade rumor mill is Anthony Davis of the Pelicans. To me, this one is mind-boggling, only for the fact that this guy still has 3 years left on his contract. To me, there's no rush nor hurry to try to trade this man unless you're getting some kind of blockbuster deal where you're getting 2-star players, 4 first-round picks or something, that craziness matter. But other than that, there should be no reason for the Pelicans to try to trade this guy. He's 24 years old, 3 years left on his contract. The Pelicans could still build around him, get to some strong player. Still got DeMarcus Cousins there. Hopefully you get him to re-sign this summer. And if you do that, you got a strong front court for the next few years. Try to get you a star point guard there. And I think the Pelicans will be all right. But for them to possibly even talk about trading him is just nonsense to me. Hopefully it's not the Pelicans talking about it, but as you hear these rumor mills go on and on, you hear a lot of Anthony Davis talk. When we come back, we're going to talk more on the NBA trade rumor mill and other things in the world of sports. We'll be right back. Welcome back, fans. This is Sports Talk with Ed Turner. We were just mentioning the NBA trade rumor mill. Another player that's on that list that's, that could be traded, which was the guy who was already traded this past summer, was Paul George. Now, there's been talks and speculations of, hey, at the trade deadline, if the Thunder ain't playing so well, or if they're at the bottom of the playoff race, do you trade this man? To me, OKC, you just ride it out the whole year. As we've seen before, when you put players like that, star players like that together for their first season, it takes time. We've seen it with the big three in Boston, with Garnett, Pierce, and Allen. We've seen it with Miami that first time when you got Bosh, Wade, and LeBron out there. You kind of seen it a little bit when you got Kevin Durant with the Warriors last season starting off together. You know, you get players with that star power and that magnitude and trying to get them on the court and trying to find that rhythm, find that chemistry. It takes time, man. I think as the season goes on and these guys playing more and more together and these practices and these games, that chemistry, that rhythm is just gonna, it's just gonna go hand in hand. And I think once the playoffs roll around, that's from, you know, April into April, early May, you know, another 4 months of playing together, I think that OKC team will be a dangerous team to be reckoned with in the Western Conference playoffs. You know, you got Houston, who are looking real great right now, playing great basketball. Then you got San Antonio, as always. They're always in the cream of the crop. So I think OKC, if they just grind it out, stick it out, and just say, you know what, let's keep this man, let's keep this team together, and let's just give it this shot this year and see what happens. You got Paul George and Carmelo Anthony both got opt out of their contracts this summer. I believe George will. I don't believe Carmelo will, just for the fact that he's granted between, I believe it was $23, $24 million next year. And I think if he opts out, he will not get that kind of money anywhere else, unless he just say, you know what, I don't care about the money. I want to go to a team and possibly win a championship and just take, you know, the veterans minimum or whatever, what have you. But if he's in it for the money, he's definitely will not opt out of that contract this summer, because that's a guaranteed $20-plus million next season for him. Paul George, who's already been connected with rumors of being a Laker next year, you know he's going to opt out just to see what his options are and what he could possibly do this offseason. And a lot of teams will have interest in him, and especially teams that's going to be contending for the playoffs. The Lakers will definitely have a high interest, him being a hometown California kid. But the Lakers right now, they're pieces away from doing a lot of things. They also been connected, possibly trying to get LeBron this summer as well. But, you know, if you get Paul George and LeBron James and add that with Alonzo Ball, you make that kid 10 times better already. But both of those, again, both of them guys are a long shot, because they're going to both want max contracts. And that's already, them two guys alone are going to be $75, $80 million on a cap that's only at projected maybe at 105, 110. So if you're giving two guys $75 million on a $105, $110 million cap, there's not much room to do with $35 million for eight other players. So that's a long shot as well. But like I said, for OKC, it's in their best interest to hold on to George. Don't betray him. Don't matter how bad or how good they're playing, I think that chemistry will come along at the right time, and they'll peak at the right time and get hot at the right time. And I think that could be the team that could catch fire. Yeah, these are my notifications. But, I enjoy doing this again with you guys today. We'll be back again tomorrow with some other topics. Again, this is Sports Talk with your boy Ed Turner, and you guys enjoy your day.